That's the sound of about 8 high schoolers hopping across the Unalaska High School gym on their toes and knuckles, bodies hovering just inches above the ground. It's the sound of the seal hop, a Native Youth Olympics event. And it's the sound many athletes and school staff thought they wouldn't be hearing in the school gym this year. But in Unalaska, the young athletes now have the option to attend practices in person. Kevin Tran is a senior this year. He says being able to actually come to the gym and practice with his teammates, rather than just participating alone and sending in a video like competitors had to do last year, has made a world of difference.
I think I'm just fortunate to like have the whole team, because it's like it's my last year and it like wasn't the same as like where it was just camera. It just feels a lot better being in the gym.
Tran says he's not actually competing this year, but still comes to practice to spend time with teammates. Normally, he says he'd compete in the Indian and Eskimo stick pole, but both of those events have been canceled this year because they require close contact between competitors. But one event, the toe kick, is back, making its first appearance at the NYO Games since 2015. Like many of the other events, the toe kick requires agility, endurance, and serious determination. And according to senior Vladimir Mondina, it's also a little dangerous.
Try to kick it back, but it seems so scary because you might fall on your face.
Like Tran, Mondina says he's not actually competing in the games this year.
I enjoy socializing with these people because like, I grew up with them. It's nice to have them around, just being able to talk to them, gives them some pointers and just see them have fun.
There are 21 students participating in NYO in Unalaska this year, and one coach, Janae Shishnikov, says while they're used to about 40 kids in the gym, including junior high athletes, this year's season has been a challenge.
We're all coaches are trying to learn this judging style and taping and doing everything right, because normally they have all the judges, and they're trained in doing that. We're just trying to be coaches, but now we have to be both.
Shishnikov pulls out a score sheet covered in tables and little bubbles for tracking measurements. She explained that the coaches have to help record the students doing their events, then have to also judge and score them, a skill she says is totally new to her. And they have to do this for every student who wants to compete. Shishnikov says that has proven to be a pretty time-consuming task. She says she spent over 4 hours at the gym on Saturday.
You know, trying to record the kids and record it properly, and then they'd email back, you need to re-record, and so we re-record, and then submitting them and making sure they get to them on time, and getting the score sheets in with the video in the right link. So,
despite the extra work and time, she says she's thrilled to have the kids back in the gym together.
I'm just happy, even if we weren't doing the virtual submissions, just to have them in here in the gym and being able to practice and just be together and just doing this I'm happy. I'm really happy.
For several students, this is their first time participating, or they've simply had little experience actually practicing with others. And while coaches have had to put on a few extra hats this year, the students have stepped up to encourage one another and offer guidance, an element that seems inherent in the communal games.
Don't do like a little... just go in and then go. Yeah, like that.
Nikki Amora is a 10th grader. This is her first time competing in the games. And because students weren't able to practice until April 5th, she says she only got one practice prior to her first event, the wrist carry. Despite that, she took 5th place in the event, and says she's looking forward to this year as an opportunity to grow.
I just kind of took this as an opportunity to you know, work on myself and challenge myself and like get prepared for next year.
The student athletes are competing in their final round of events, the 1-foot high kick, the seal hop, and the toe kick this week. In Unalaska, I'm Maggie Nelson.